So some of the questions are, well, how much do taxanes add? Also, what about the subsets of taxane patients? You know, individual trials have suggested with taxanes that maybe they work more in, say, patients with a few nodes rather than many nodes. Individual trials have suggested, and there's been a major paper by Don Barry looking at CLGB results, that maybe these agents work well in estrogen receptor negative patients, but don't really add a lot to estrogen receptor positive patients. So those kind of things were addressed by this analysis. And for taxanes, I was actually surprised, although looking at the totality of the data, perhaps I shouldn't have been surprised. One of the things was that for taxanes, first of all, I think it's no surprise that they improved recurrence-free survival of patients, and they improved overall survival, but they were able to do, with the pooling of the data, subset analyses. So they looked at whether or not there was anything by nodes. And in terms of nodes, the node-negative patients and the node-positive patients appeared to be benefiting.
Roughly speaking, what was the relative reduction in risk for recurrence and death for the taxanes over non-taxanes?
It's roughly 20%. So these are trials of an arm that contains a taxane versus one that does not. And there's a mixture of trials here. Sometimes the two regimens are identical, except for the addition of a taxane. If to one of them, that's like 93-44, which is AC times 4 versus AC times 4 plus Taxol times 4. And there were other regimens in there that were different. And that's, you know, regimen with a taxane versus some other regimen. One of them might be the BCRG01 trial, which was TAC-FAC, and so where TAC was better than FAC. So those are actually different regimens being tested against each other. There was very little data for patients who were node negative, but basically that looked positive as well. In terms of estrogen receptor status, and this is, I think, really one of the things after the CLGB paper, something that really a lot of us had an interest in, the estrogen receptor status didn't seem to strongly modulate the benefit. And that, in a way, isn't a big surprise because, you know, if you don't find a correlation with estrogen receptor status, you don't emphasize it. So, for instance, the TAC-FAC trial didn't show a big difference in benefit by ER status. And actually, when you put all the trials together, it didn't look like ER itself would be a predictor of particular benefit for taxanes. So I think those were the bottom line for the taxane trials.